Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, time now for the watch list, our look at the best film and TV releases for the week ahead. And I'm joined today by film critic for the Business Post, John Maguire.
How are you, Brendan?
Good morning. Hi, John, and broadcaster and culture critic, Ciara King.
Good morning.
Morning. Welcome, guys. So listen, big buzz this week around Robert De Niro in his first ever TV show, Zero Day, on Netflix, and you've both gone for this. John, I'm going off it with each episode, but I think I'll finish.
You're losing
and I'm going off De Niro as well. I don't like him anymore.
Oh, I like him a lot. He's, what, 81 years of age? I think he's got a lot of power in the show. He's playing a former US president, Mullen, we can imagine has Irish connections in some way. And there was a cloud, something happened, and he lost. He didn't stand for the second run. Years later, when he should be writing his memoirs, something dreadful happens in America. There is a cyber attack that shuts down every phone, every computer for precisely a minute. Thousands of people die. And the warning is this could happen again at any time. He's put in charge of a commission that has to investigate the event that happened and try to prevent it from happening again. And at the same time, we're wondering about his state of mind. Does he have dementia? Is there a Biden influence here? And in that context, you've got far-right agitators on TV, there's panic protesters on the streets, there's a billionaire technocrat spreading misinformation, chasing Congress, trying to overrun by this shadowy cabal. The country is hopelessly and bitterly divided. I mean, it's a mirror. You know, they're trying to hold a mirror up to the current state of America. And in the middle of all that, you have De Niro acting his little socks off, trying to play this character who's got, you know, he's got a lot of authority, a lot of charisma, a lot of charm, but at the same time, he's wounded and vulnerable and he's got a secret. This, you know, cognitive decline that we haven't quite understood yet.
You've talked me back into it there.
No, stick with it because this is twistier now than a country road. There's a lot going on.
And the question is, how high up does this go?
It goes all the way to the top, Brendan, of course it does. But it's written by a couple of political journalists. Just to quickly say, written by two political journalists. And it does feel very plausible, frighteningly plausible at times.
You know, when you're watching it, it's very hard not to kind of reflect on what's going on in America at the minute as well. I think we have a really on form Robert De Niro in this. At times he did remind me of the old man from Up with certain camera shots. I couldn't unsee that.
But I think that's what it is. For me,
the cast in this was absolutely brilliant. Angela Bassett as the President of the United States of America. Jesse Plemons. And every time I see Jesse, he just gets better and better in everything
that he's in.
Connie Britton is brilliant in this, as is Lizzie Kaplan. And I thought this was fun. I thought this could have been a movie as well, actually.
Mm-hmm,
and I knew that I'm glad that they didn't drag it out to 8 episodes. I'm glad they couldn't have done it in 4 episodes. So 6 was kind of perfect. And I knew that everything would be revealed in the final episode. So that kept me watching.
Which is great these days, because you can't always rely on an ending. And Ciara, Reacher is back on Prime for season 3 as well. People either love this or they don't.
Well, I have, it's kind of one of my guilty pleasures, Jack Reacher. Because I remember I had to review the first series before and I was like, I'm going to hate this. I read one or two of Lee Child's books based on this character. And then there's one scene in the first series where he bangs a car bonnet and the airbag bursts into the bad guy's face, and I was like, I'm in. Alan Ritchson is back as the walking muscle that is Jack Reacher. This is a third series and it's based on Lee Child's book Persuaders, of the same character. And within the first 4 minutes, Reacher witnesses the kidnap of a very prominent businessman's son. He shoots an innocent police officer and is involved in a police chase. So you are straight in. You know what you're getting with Jack Reacher. He's a loner. You know, he's on his own. He doesn't have a home. It's suspenseful. It is so corny. He's joined in this particular series by an FBI agent called Susan Duffy. She's Irish-American, Bostonian. So there's a very strong Boston accent and some Tom Brady jokes that kind of went over my head a little bit. But it's very funny. And you know what you're getting at this stage.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mindless entrance. It's the littlest hobo with steroids.
Okay. Yeah.
It's very
John, you've
much
gone
fun,
for an RTE farming documentary, Os Gaeilge, and that's on tomorrow at 8:30 on RTE1 and the player Sail na Ferma.
Sail na Ferma, yeah. This is the second season. This is RTE's Irish language documentary series. Returns tomorrow evening, like you said, Brendan, at 8:30. And it's an on-the-ground, if you pardon the expression, perspective on 21st century farming in Ireland. And it follows 7 farmers through a calendar year starting in spring. And we go through the entire year. There's a barley farmer for the whiskey industry. He's trying to grow hops for his own brewery and his land is soaked. The Siobhan Garvey down in the Burren, she's the St. Tola goat cheese woman, famous for her cheese. There's two young farmers with new ideas, both in Northern Ireland, a guy in Antrim and a young girl in Armagh, and they're working on a family farm.
You love
and
this kind of thing, don't you?
Well, I kind of do, because these are perspectives that I don't get.
Yes.
And you're looking at kind of unique challenges here, Brendan. Modern farming, they're battling extreme weather, the climate emergency. They're trying to find new revenue streams. They're trying to look for innovation. Old methods, new methods. They're trying to find a way to keep going and survive. There's plenty of mud, plenty of hardship like you'd expect in this kind of story. But there's also a sharp insight into what life is really like in the countryside across the nation through very appealingly down-to-earth, ordinary, practical, hard-working people.
Okay,
and I think
and
it's a good
stories.
Show. Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Selling a Farm at RT1 tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. Kira, so Stephen Knight, the guy behind Peaky Blinders, has a new series on Disney Plus. A Thousand Blows. Is it for fans of Peaky Blinders?
It is for fans of Peaky Blinders, but I think we have to be careful because Peaky Blinders set the level so high that I'm almost afraid that when something's compared to Peaky Blinders that people might be a little bit disappointed. So I'm just going to say lower your expectations, okay. But this is absolutely brilliant. It's based slightly on some real life characters from the brutal East End of 1800s Victorian London. So you've got two friends, you've got Esteban Mosco and Alec Munro, and they're fresh off the boat from Kingston in Jamaica, and they're thrown into the mean streets of London's underbelly world of illegal bare knuckle fighting against the notorious East End Goodson brothers Treacle and Sugar. And they cross paths with Mary Carr, who's played by the brilliant Erin Doherty, who you'll know as Princess Anne in two seasons of The Crown. And she is the queen of the 40 Elephants, which is this notorious female-led gang that terrorised the streets of London at the time. And their lives are kind of intertwined and overlooked from a man called Mr. Lau, who's the owner of a lodgings accommodation place there as well. And all their lives kind of begin to intertwine. And Sugar Goodson, played by the brilliant Stephen Graham. If you think he's menacing a lot of the TV shows
Stephen
and movies.
Like,
okay, this sounds pretty good. Okay, A Thousand Blows, and that's all up on Disney Plus.
All now. Six episodes, yes.
Okay. John, The Monkey is in cinemas now.
The Monkey, yeah. This is Osgood Perkins. This is the son of the horror icon Anthony Perkins, and he's turned into a writer and film director. He specializes in horror.
Long Legs, I thought, was
Long
brilliant.
Legs, brilliant film. Yeah. That was his last movie. It was his biggest box office success to date, and now he's gone. Where They All Go Eventually, which is a Stephen King adaptation. Yeah. But this is a kind of gruesome horror comedy, loosely adapted from a 1980 short story from King. Theo James plays twin brothers Hal and Bill, who share a lifelong hatred of each other. And they have inherited, their family has a cursed wind-up monkey. Every time you wind this monkey up and it bangs its little drum, somebody dies in an increasingly gruesome and horrific way. But it's also a comedy. And, you know, if you're tuned to this vibration, that kind of horror comedy can be very funny. So there's elements of like Final Destination, if you remember those movies from the early 2000s. And the two boys decide this is enough. There's been enough gruesome murder and we're going to try to put a stop to it. So that's the story, but it's basically just a collection of big splattery set pieces where it gets increasingly gruesome and ridiculous.
And a really creepy looking toy monkey.
Oh, well, yeah, the toy monkey is creepy, yeah. But Theo James has turned into, if you saw The Gentleman, the show, the Guy Ritchie show that he did for Netflix, he's a good actor and he can do this kind of genre stuff really, really well.
Okay.
And I'm full of admiration for him for
The Monkey in cinemas now. Kira, a music documentary. No, tell me about Sly Lives, aka The Burden of Black Genius on Disney Plus.
This is the latest from Questlove, who's an American musician, a writer, a producer, and I'm a huge fan of him. And he looks at the incredible life and the works of the one-of-a-kind talent Sly Stone. I did not know anything about Sly Stone or Sly and the Family Stone. I've heard the songs on the radio or they would have popped up on my Spotify list. So this was really interesting just to find out just how innovative Sly Stone was. He created Sly and Family Stone in the mid-1960s in America where, you know, you had the civil rights movement, you had the backlash of Vietnam, there was tensions on the streets, and he managed to create this band of black and white members, male and female members, and kind of, he was able to weave between the genres and the mainstreams at the time. And he also had this amazing ability to, again, weave through the different types of music, funk, psychedelic, rock. He managed to create all this incredible, you know, music and flow through those genres.
Not a fan, good social history here and a good story. Yeah.
Absolutely. And the whole fact of the problem of the black genius as well, it's the absolute pressure that Sly Stone felt becoming an icon at that time in America and the fallout that it had on his life.
Okay. All right. That is Sly Lives, aka The Burden of Black Genius, on Disney Plus right now. John, we just have a really quick mention of another film. Do you want to do the Day of the Fighter? I'm Still Here.
I'm Still Here. We'll talk about this. The one that's got all the Oscar nominations. I wonder what it is about a film about life under fascist dictatorship that it struck such a chord with the Oscar voters. This is Walter Salles, who hasn't made a film for more than a decade. His adaptation of Marcello Rubens Pavia's 2015 memoir, I'm Still Here. And it's basically about his mother. It's about his family. His mother, Eunice, played by Fernanda Torres, wakes up one morning and her husband has just been arrested, taken away. She never sees him again. And she has to raise a family of four daughters and this young man.
Happy kids. Intense.
But it's really superb. I mean, this is a film really that's about resistance. It's about courage and it's about the persistence of memory and the preservation of dignity, I suppose.
Okay.
And how in the face of barbarism, love and faith and truth are really all we can hold on to, and they become in themselves revolutionary acts. It's a good film. Solid performances.
Kira, literally 10 seconds. Chris O'Dowd's new series, Small Town Big Story, coming to Sky next Thursday.
It is indeed, and it focuses on what happens when a Hollywood production lands in a small fictional rural Irish town of Drumbawn, putting a spotlight on a secret that's been kept hidden since the eve of the millennium.
Yeah, okay. And people who've seen other Chris O'Dowd shows will know what it is. Cozy small town, dark secrets, etc. All right. Thank you very much, John McGuire and Kira King.